I stare into the cloudless sky. Once upon a time, I would plan a sunshine tipple on my return from picking Jack up. That's if I got to school time without one. That's the thing with the booze. It's used on sunny days, rainy days, and anything in between days to celebrate and to commiserate. A loud knocking at the front door, then the doorbell, cuts into my thoughts. By the time I've hoisted myself from the sun lounger, I hear a voice and what sounds like a radio coming down the drive. "Hello," calls a female voice. "Is anyone there? Can I help you?" I call back, my stomach lurching as I notice a policewoman at the gate. Then, through the climbing flowers, I see a policeman towering behind her. Policing one's driveway on a Monday afternoon are hardly likely to yield any good news. "Detective Inspector Diane Green," she announces, showing a card through the clematis. "And this is my colleague, PC John Robinson." He also holds his ID badge up. "Are you Mrs. Fiona Matheson?" "Yes, what is it?" Thoughts of Dad having done something stupid again flood my brain. He sounded down this morning, but he'd perked up by the time we had finished speaking. I'm sure he had. Or maybe Mum has had an accident. Monkey mind again. "Can we come in?" she continues. Her face is unsmiling, troubled. She looks around the same age as me. God knows what she is going to tell me. "Yes, sure. But I've got to collect my son from school shortly. It won't take long, will it?" Without answering, they come through the gate and follow me to the patio where I gesture for them to sit. I face them at the table, the parasol casting shadows onto our faces. "I'm afraid there's been an accident," the woman says.